Well, projections are showing that beginning in 2010, nursing shortages in Wisconsin will increase very quickly. In order to avoid this shortage, nursing programs within the University of Wisconsin system are going to have to expand. At least that's the conclusion reached by a task force, which was commissioned by the UW system. We'll be talking about that today with Dean Catherine May. She's Dean of the UW-Madison School of Nursing. Back again. I'm really pleased to have her back to visit with us. Last time she was here, we had lots of calls and questions, and I thought really had a good discussion. And I hope you'll join in as we talk with Dean May. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments or your questions at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org, and we'd be happy to get you involved. Dean May, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Thanks for inviting me back, Larry.
Let's talk let's first set the stage a little bit. How many nursing programs do we have in the UW system?
In the UW system, there are 5 nursing programs, 4 of which prepare new nurses for practice. So the program at Green Bay allows nurses who have their RN credential to trade up, if you will, to the baccalaureate degree. But mm-hmm. Milwaukee, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, and Madison all have basic programs that produce new-to-practice nurses.
5 programs sounds like a lot, you'd think, gee, with 5 programs, we'd have enough students out there, enough people to come in and take over. What's the issue?
Well, the issue is a collision of increasing demand and flat or modestly increasing supply, Larry. The 4 programs in the UW system that prepare new-to-practice nurses, every one of those programs has increased their enrollment dramatically over the last 5 years. Madison, for example, has increased our undergraduate enrollment 40% over the last 5 years. Okay. But our applications are outstripping our ability to admit students. We turned away over 400 highly qualifieds last year for 154 spaces, and every other nursing program in the UW system is seeing exactly the same thing.
Wow. So there are a lot of people out there who would like to be nurses.
A lot of people out there who want to be nurses. And the rate limiters for us are budget to hire faculty, and then spaces in classrooms and clinical labs and clinical placements.
Wow. Well, think about this. We're in this terrible budget situation right now. The governor's having trouble balancing the budget. Is there much hope that the nursing program is going to be a priority?
Well, I think nurses are amazingly practical people, and nursing deans are even more practical people. So I think the reality is that we are going to have to look to other partners to help us through this bind. But I want to underscore that Wisconsin desperately needs for us to increase the production of university-educated nurses over the next 5 years. Most people recognize that Wisconsin right now is in balance. We roughly have enough supply to meet demand. But 2 things are going to happen over the next 5 to 10 years. First, demand will continue to go up as the boomers age and mm-hmm. the parts fall off or wear out. Mm-hmm. So demand will continue to rise, but then the boomers who are currently practicing nursing are going to start retiring. And so when the retirements hit and the demand escalates, if we're not ready with having with larger capacity in our nursing education system, we're going to hit a real problem. We expect that by 2015, Wisconsin will only have 90% of the nurses it needs. But by 2025, we will be down to 80%. And that's an optimistic projection because other states are going to recruit from Wisconsin.
Well, the task force that was commissioned, who was it made up of, by the way? Who were involved in that?
The usual suspects, the 5 yeah. nursing deans from across yeah. the UW system, and then top-level UW system staff.
And so what were some of the basic recommendations that came out of that task force?
Well, the top-level recommendation, as you might imagine, is the recommendation that existing nursing programs need to expand capacity. And we need to examine whether or not new programs within the UW system ought to be launched. And I don't think that there's any argument with any quarter of the state about increasing capacity. Launching new programs is a very expensive proposition, so that the marginal costs of increasing capacity in existing programs is where we need to start first. There was also a recommendation that schools need to partner more efficiently, if you will, with healthcare industry to make sure that we're using clinical sites effectively and that we're engaging practicing nurses as best we can in the actual clinical education of nursing students.
So getting more nurses involved in the actual education side of things.
Right.
Okay.
UW-Madison's been doing that for more than 20 years, and that's one of the reasons that our program has grown to the size it is now, because we have the last semester of our clinical coursework, our students are spending almost all of their clinical time with staff nurses in practice. If we weren't able to do that, our program would be about half its size if we had to staff those courses with only faculty. But it also makes for a terrific learning experience. It sets students up to really do well in their first practice
position. Yeah, some very, very practical experience. Dean Catherine May, our guest today, dean of the UW-Madison School of Nursing, talking with her about the need to educate more nurses here in Wisconsin. And I'd love to have you join in with some questions or comments. If you'd like to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Join us, and we'll be glad to get you on the air. What does it take to be admitted to a school of nursing these days?
Well, the UW system schools all have essentially the same admission criteria. You have to do reasonably well in your pre-professional studies. Now, there's a myth out there that the only way you get in is to have a 4.0 GPA, and that's not true. But each program is getting increasingly competitive because a lot of bright people want in. So you have to have done well in your pre-professional studies, but you also have to show us that you know something about leadership, that you have a clear understanding of what you want to achieve in your professional career as a nurse. And we want to see a kind of a, I call it practical smarts, the ability to demonstrate that you can work with others to achieve a common goal. And that can be through volunteerism. It can be through leading an initiative as a student leader. And we do a holistic appraisal of every applicant. So it isn't just grades. In fact, we admit some students that have kind of soft GPAs because they show us something else.
Well, lots of people online to visit with you, so let's take some calls. And Lou in Oconomowoc, we turn to you first. Hi, Lou. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Me and my significant other, she's an RN. She's been practicing for quite a while. She's 50 years old now, but and she's been talking about this forever, about the teaching gap. I guess what I'm looking for, you know, I wish she could hear this morning. I think she's under anesthesia right now getting her teeth worked on. Otherwise, she'd be right on. What would you recommend? She's talking about getting back and going for a master's degree. She'd like to get into the teaching end. She's a very articulate lady. Right now, she works for the poison control area out of Milwaukee. Like I say, she's just got a burning desire to teach, and I see that. You know, I'm a former pastor here, and she's an amazing lady. I'm just wondering what you folks are doing to encourage them, and what, you know,
how to go about it. Yeah, Lou, I thank you very much for calling. Dean May, comment.
Yes, Lou, tell her to get herself into graduate school. We desperately need nurses who have had successful careers to credential up. And every master's program in the state is making it easier for practicing nurses to come back. For instance, at UW-Madison, many of our core courses in our master's program are now available online. We have flexible scheduling, and we have a concentration at Madison in nursing education, as do our sister schools around the state. We really, really want to see practicing nurses who think they want to teach to come back and help us prepare the next generation.
One question we see at you said something about a concentration.
Yes.
In Madison.
Mm-hmm.
What were you referring to there?
Most master's programs in nursing, Lou, have a clinical concentration, which means you focus on a particular population, like adults or kids or families.
Oh, okay.
But in addition, many programs are now adding a special concentration in nursing education so that you will have some depth in pedagogy, in understanding cutting-edge teaching and learning techniques. We have a nursing concentration major at Madison. I believe that the UW system programs do as well. It's not essential to have that concentration, but it sure helps if you're headed for a teaching career.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of answers the question, too, because me being, we're halfway between Madison and Milwaukee. She's a graduate of UWM. But, you know, she's been trying to figure out which way to go or which school to go to, too.
Yeah. Well, you can also tell her, by the way, when she gets out of her fog, that she could go online to WPR.org and listen to the show online after the fact.
Oh, very good.
So just go to our website, WPR.org, and click on Larry Mueller, and you'll find the old show.
She'll love it. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. And Jess in Milwaukee, we turn to you next. Hi, Jess.
Hi. Hi, Dean May.
Hi, Jess.
Hi. I just was wondering, I'm in the Excel program at Oshkosh. Are you familiar with that program?
I am.
I just wanted to know what your thoughts are about programs like that and about how they might increase the number of nurses in Wisconsin in the future.
Oh, well, the Excel program at Oshkosh is a really good example of how practical and creative nursing schools are getting. The Excel program is a concentrated and accelerated program for individuals who have university degrees in other fields to come in and complete the requirements for a baccalaureate degree and licensure in nursing. And I think your program is about 18 months long, right, Jess?
It's actually 12.
See,
exactly.
There you
are.
Really fast. Mm-hmm. So such programs are cropping up all over the country. Oshkosh was the first one to go live here in Wisconsin. And they're ideal for people who can really concentrate and give nursing school 100% of their time and effort for a short period of time. There is a huge financial commitment, but certainly since nurses are 100% employable when they finish, you are making sacrifices now for a payoff in the future. We really believe that programs like this, creative ones that offer programs in different ways for different kinds of folks, are exactly what Wisconsin needs to be doing more of.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's a wonderful program. I don't have enough nice things to say about it.
Well, good for you. I know it's hard work, Jess, so you stay focused, and we'll look forward to seeing you come out into practice in a few months.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Jess. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Bill in Green Bay, we go to you next. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just have two questions for the dean. One, we at times seem to be using nurse and bachelor's degree nurse interchangeably, and I was wondering if there was a difference in the demand situation between the ADNRN and the bachelor's degree nurse, or are we talking about the demand for both groups interchangeably? And secondly, you spoke to the number of students that weren't able to get into the Madison program. I was wondering if there were any statistics on how many of those were in fact able to get into other programs, both ADN and in-state, out-of-state. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good questions there.
Good questions, Bill. First, when we talk about demand for registered nurses, usually that demand is for both associate degree and baccalaureate graduates. I say usually because the baccalaureate degree is increasingly becoming the preferred credential. So we are beginning to see employers hire preferentially nurses who hold baccalaureate degrees, either because that was the first degree that got in nursing, or because they had an associate degree and they went back. So I say usually it's because we're seeing an increasing demand for baccalaureate prepared nurses. However, there are some sectors of the healthcare environment where associate degree nurses tend to be hired in greater numbers. Those tend to be in long-term care facilities, in out-of-hospital settings, and in many rural communities, the healthcare employers are still relying on primarily associate degree graduates, in part because that's the pool that they have access to. I wish I could tell you that we have really good information on what happens to the characters who are denied due to lack of space at programs like Wisconsin. We don't. We try to follow up as best we can the students that are Madison students and apply and don't get in. We also do what I call preventative advising, so that even as students apply to our program, we tell them they have to have Plan B and maybe Plan C in their pockets, and we help them make those plans. Mm. But to be honest with you, Bill, we don't have good enough information to know where people go if they don't get into our program. Unfortunately, I'm reasonably certain that they're not getting into the technical colleges because the technical colleges all have very long waiting lists.
Yeah.
So the private schools, of which there are 16 baccalaureate and higher degree programs in private colleges in Wisconsin, they have a little more flexibility because they're tuition-driven. But again, they're getting way more applicants than they can accommodate.
Mm. And those private schools are accredited institutions and so forth as well that they're?
Indeed. Most of the baccalaureate and higher degree programs at present are accredited through the two specialized credentialing agencies in nursing. Now, there are some for-profit schools that have come to Wisconsin. And so those schools are usually not accredited until they have graduated their first class. So I know of one in Madison and one in Milwaukee.
Catherine May, Dean of the UW-Madison School of Nursing, our guest today as we talk with her about the need to educate more nurses here in Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you'd like to join our conversation today, I hope you do. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Speaking of emails, an email here from John in Stoughton. He says, I've been told nursing instructors in the Midwest are required to have PhDs. However, on the West Coast, this isn't the case. The pay for nursing instructors is not enough to provide incentive for nurses to get PhDs, hence the shortage of instructors and the shortage of nursing programs. What do you think, Dean May?
Well, for sure, John has got the last point correct. Nursing faculty salaries are now lagging way behind salaries that nurses could earn in practice. For instance, my clinical instructors at UW-Madison, some of whom have been with the school now 15 years, could literally walk across the hall and take a new position at University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics and take a $30,000 pay raise.
Oh.
So it's a little hard to compete against that. However, the first point is not entirely accurate. Many schools of nursing do require their tenure-track faculty to hold doctorates, just as other disciplines do at universities. But in most cases, nursing schools also rely heavily on clinical teachers, clinical faculty. And there is a gradual trend toward expecting those individuals to hold the clinical doctorate in nursing. But that trend is slow, and so virtually all of my clinical instructors, and I have got fabulous clinical teachers at Madison. Virtually all of those nurses hold master's degrees, and they are master clinician teachers. And so that will be the case in nursing for at least a decade to come, probably longer.
All right. Sandy in Green Bay, it's your turn. Sandy, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
Well, originally I had one question, but now I've been on hold quite a while. I have five questions.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see if we can get to them.
Okay. They're pretty short. Is there a particular school that would be better for a student who was in her 50s?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Because sometimes you find schools that have an older population, and it makes the older person more comfortable.
I, to be honest with you, Sandy, my guess is that most schools are now seeing a wider range of students coming back. So,
okay. This person has 3.5 years of college. So would somebody work with her to finish, or could she go to nursing school and then finish?
Well, I think that this person needs to talk with an advisor at any one of the nursing programs across the state. Literally, what would happen is that the courses that they have completed would be audited, the attention paid to what prerequisites have you already taken versus the ones you need. And in most cases, schools can customize a program for someone who has that much university.
Good. Are there scholarships available?
Yes, there are. Not nearly enough scholarship money, but schools are all giving financial aid, and increasingly we're trying to pay attention to those individuals who have got the credentials, who clearly show a commitment, but won't be able to come unless there is an aid package put together. And so, yes, people need to talk with advisors at nursing programs both about how to customize a program as well as what financial aid options are there.
And are they eligible nursing students to borrow through the federal government student loans?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. We're almost done here. Is there a lot of science in, I would think there would be, but I think it may be blown out of proportion for people thinking about nursing?
Interesting question. Yes, nurses practice with a knowledge base that rests on a pretty good understanding of life sciences and the social sciences. And it's the life sciences that tend to scare people, the anatomy, the physiology, the biochemistry.
Right.
Those are the ones that tend to scare people. There are programs that rely less heavily on those or those prerequisites. I think, again, conversations with advisors at various programs does the trick here. I can tell you our UW-Madison program, we know for a fact that students who really struggle in the life sciences as pre-professional students, they sometimes have difficulty in our program because we move at a pretty fast pace. But I know that there would be other programs where perhaps the pace is a little slower and there might not be as much reliance on the life sciences as prerequisite or pre-professional coursework.
All right.
Okay. That's good information. And one last question. What would be, and I know you don't have the exact figures, the salary gap between a nursing associate and a bachelor's degree nurse?
Well, it depends on the employment sector, Sandy. Many hospitals pay a differential, but it's probably only $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in base salary. Other employers do not pay any differential. However, there are many employment sectors in healthcare that simply will not employ associate degree nurses. Public health it tends to be one of those areas, and specialty practices very often require a baccalaureate. So right now, there's not a pay differential that's meaningful in the sense of being a disincentive, being a driving force for people to credential one way or the other. But I think that over the long term, nurses are going to find that their career options are going to be increasingly foreclosed if they don't credential up to the baccalaureate.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the information.
All right. Well, Sandy, you ask good questions, so why not? Thank you very much for calling. Cindy in Milwaukee, we turn to you now. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Dean May. This is Cindy Hawk of the Center for Global Health. And I, want to appreciate and acknowledge the great work being done by the School of Nursing and also ask you to address what is the school doing to address the primary health care professional workforce in the state of Wisconsin and also the global health force needs around the world, particularly the global nursing shortage that we see in so many developing countries?
Boy, those are good questions, too.
They are indeed. Hi, Cindy. Nice to hear from you. The primary health demands in Wisconsin and across the world, for those of you listening, folks, those of us in healthcare talk about primary healthcare as the access point into healthcare for individuals. So not specialty care, but someone who will take care of your health broadly conceived and help you maintain your health status and improve it. So our program has, our nursing program, as do all of the UW system nursing programs, have a very broad foundational base. Our students see practice in a wide array of settings, from public health departments to clinics to private practices, all the way to the most intensive of hospital environments. And that broad experience prepares nurses to practice in virtually every sector of healthcare. Our baccalaureate prepared nurses out of the UW system do have a focus on primary care, meaning how do we optimize an individual or a family's ability to provide to take care of their own health. However, most people think of primary care coming from physicians or from nurse practitioners. And so we have at the graduate level an array of nurse practitioner programs. Our nurse practitioners practice in rural communities. They practice in collaboration with primary care physicians to help people take better care of themselves and to care for minor, acute, and chronic conditions that can be well managed by nurse practitioners. Now, the larger question that you asked about responding to the growing global nursing shortage, and indeed it is a global shortage. This is not a shortage just affecting the United States or even just North America, but there are countries around the globe where demand is outstripping supply. And unfortunately, the United States has been a net consumer of nurses from around the world. We are solving our own shortage in part by recruiting nurses away from countries around the world. And there is a growing concern about the ethics of recruiting nurses from countries around the globe to solve our problem when, in fact, it's creating shortages in their own countries. The Philippines is an example of a country that is producing very large numbers of nurses who are planning to practice abroad. But there are also countries, for instance, like Malawi, where nurses are migrating out of the country because of the turmoil in their own home country. And Malawi hospitals can't even staff their critical functions now because nurses are in such short supply. I think that United States nursing schools have stretched out to help our sister schools around the world. But I think we need to do even more of that. As they say, a rising tide floats all boats. Mm-hmm. And if we can help our sisters around the world pay better attention to providing good health care on the ground for people in need, that's all to the good. But it's a huge challenge.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Cindy, for calling. Appreciate your call. And Tom in Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, I believe, is up next. So let's go there. Tom, hello.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the question because I'm in the car right now, and I'd like to hear your answer. But my wife currently has a LPN degree, which she got about 30 years ago when that degree was so popular amongst people who did not want to go to four-year college. Consequently, it's been downgraded in the hospitals to what they call a technical person, and her duties have been curtailed in what she used to be able to do to what she can do now. Wouldn't it make more sense to use an LPN status again to help eliminate some of the burden that's on the current force of RNs that are out there right now? I'm going to hang up right now, and I'll listen to your answer on the radio. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it, Tom.
Tom, a really good question, and you're right. From one perspective, it would seem logical to increase the production of LPNs and allow them to practice at a certain scope of activity to relieve the shortage of registered nurses across the healthcare system. And in fact, in some settings, that is possible. Licensed practical nurses tend still to be used extensively in long-term care facilities and in out-of-hospital settings. However, hospitals tend not to be keen to employ LPNs in those settings simply because the acuity of hospital care has dramatically increased even over the last 15 years. I like to refer to hospitals as gigantic intensive care units mm-hmm. now. And so increasingly, registered nurse practice is the norm in hospital settings for that very reason. I would strongly recommend that if your wife is interested in exploring how to either credential up or to use her existing credential in a broader and perhaps more powerful way, that she ought to look for employment opportunities that are out of hospital settings. The long-term care industry is desperate for good registered nurses and really expert licensed practical nurses, there would be an opportunity to there make to make a real contribution. If not, it's never too late to credential up. And it may very well be that she can find a nursing program that's prepared to allow her to accelerate to the associate degree credential and then perhaps on. I know investing in more education perhaps at her time of life is absolutely the last thing you want to do. I understand that argument, but I can tell you that nursing programs all over the country are rethinking how we ask folks to credential up. And it may be that there's a program that she can get to where they've got a new idea on the horizon for practicing LPNs or for practicing RNs. I would encourage her to check around.
And thanks a lot for calling. Chris and Muscadet, your turn now. And by the way, you can join in too at 1-800-642-1234. We have some open lines finally. We can get you on pretty quickly. Let's go to Chris now in Muscadet. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'm calling mainly because I have heard a lot of talking about BSN programs, and I am not against BSN programs, but I'm an ADN. I was an LPN for 10 years. I went back. I got my ADN. I've heard a lot of things about that the nursing associations want to make it that all RNs are BSNs. I think we need the ADNs. I have never been told I couldn't have a job because of I was an ADN. I get the same pay as a BSN. The NCLEX, I take the same test. Actually, I have heard that the ADN programs have a better pass rate on the NCLEX, and I just want to hear what the dean has to say.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for calling.
Thanks, Chris. Let me say at the outset, there are truly remarkable nurses practicing with an associate degree preparation. I am crystal clear about that. And right now, we need associate degree programs because it's an important access point for people to enter the profession. I'm also clear that there are nurses out there practicing with a university degree who are not the brightest bulb in the bunch. My argument is not based on what nurses, individual nurses practice, but what the vehicle for education looks like. The associate degree mechanism does not allow the breadth of preparation and exposure that allows nurses to practice across a wide array of healthcare duties. That isn't to say that they don't fill a terribly important niche. They do, and baccalaureate programs in the UW system in Wisconsin partner aggressively with the WTCS system to make it possible for nurses who want to credential up to do so seamlessly. We transfer all of the nursing credits into our RN to BS program. It's available online. It's available everywhere in Wisconsin. So we're clear that our partnership is important. The limitations are going to come as the complexity of healthcare accelerates, as the kinds of therapeutics that nurses are going to be required to manage become increasingly complex. I think that eventually we will recognize that that 2 years of education post high school is just not possible. It's not possible to put enough content and experience in that kind of vehicle to do what nurses need to do in the future. So please hear me clearly. My comments are not about individual nurses. I have practiced with some brilliant associate degree nurses. But I think that the time has come to recognize that nurses need to be on comparable footing with other healthcare professionals in the system. And right now, we are the only health profession that credentials at less than a baccalaureate degree.
Thank you very much for calling again, Chris. Appreciate it. Jennifer in Madison wonders, she's a new nurse, by the way, received her BSN last May. And her question regards accelerated programs, which we've been talking about here. The college she attended changed its accelerated program from 21 months to 15 months, and she wonders if you have an opinion about the wisdom of pushing students through a rigorous program like this. As a traditional student, I sometimes felt overwhelmed by the amount of information presented. I can't imagine having to cram 4 worths of years' worth of knowledge into 15 months.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's a good question. Do I have concerns about the current accelerated programs and the pressure to make them even shorter? Well, I don't have concerns. I guess I have questions. We'll have to see whether these hyper-accelerated programs, if you will, are able to do a suitable job for graduates. And I don't want to characterize them as experiments, but we are constantly evaluating what we do and paying attention to whether it works better or worse. And I agree with you. I know for a fact that there are times when our students at UW-Madison look like deer caught in headlights. because of the pace of the program and the very real expectations. Nursing students are caring for real patients in terribly demanding care situations literally 3 weeks after they start the nursing program. And so the pressures are acute. Having said all of that, I think that now is the time to try every idea if it looks like it's going to make a difference for us. Wisconsin does not want to be, 10 years from now, in the state that Texas, California, and Florida are in. Those states are the high shortage states. The quality of health care in many places is literally hanging by a wire. And Wisconsin has an opportunity to get out of front in front of this a little. And I would hope that the citizens of Wisconsin will say to their lawmakers and their policymakers, hey, we don't want to get like that. We want to make some judicious investments now to make sure that we've got the right nursing workforce for the future.
And Robert in Madison, your turn. Hi. Let's see. We get Robert online here. Well, let's see here. Let's do it this way. There we go. Robert, hi.
How are you?
Thanks for...
I have a question, and I'll take my answer off the air. My question is, what are the qualifications to be admitted? And also, do you guys admit people that have criminal backgrounds, such as that are felons or of that nature?
Okay.
Both good questions, Robert. First... the qualifications for UW system nursing programs are about the same. We expect you to have done reasonably well in high school. Obviously, you have to get admitted to a UW system campus, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, or Madison. But then over and above the admission requirements to the campus, then we do expect to see a reasonably good performance in the science and social science prerequisites. And as I said before, we expect you to show us something. Leadership and ability to work with and through others to achieve common goal. We want you to have a passion for helping people. That's you don't belong in the business if you don't care passionately about improving the human condition. Then we do holistic admissions reviews so that someone who comes in with an interesting-looking background and maybe not a strong student might just get into our program because we see something interesting that may predict success. Your question about criminal background checks, every nursing program in the state is required to conduct background checks on students before we place them in clinical agencies. The agencies require that background check. Therefore, most programs do it upon admission. And if a student has what's called a positive finding on a background check, then we appraise whether or not this particular finding might suggest that this individual should not proceed into a professional nursing program. Obviously, serious criminal offenses, harm to others, drug-related offenses. Those kinds of offenses are likely going to be scenarios in which we will not offer admission because the potential for making a bad choice outweighs the harm we do if we make a wrong decision. However, if it's a minor offense or an offense of a youthful nature, and this person is now more mature and has been an upstanding citizen, we have some latitude there. We do make some decisions based on the whole picture, not just one positive finding on a background check.
Well, this has been great, as always, to have you with us, Dean May. And the time really flew by here, too. For people who are interested in your program or other programs, what's the best approach for them to take?
Well, for the digital natives listening out there, find our websites. In fact, nursing is easy to find on every UW campus website. So go to our websites. All of the information there is that you will need is there for you. If you're a little like me, technologically challenged, and you're more comfortable making a telephone call, then find the number of an advisor. Every nursing school in the state of Wisconsin is interested in talking to people who are interested in finding out about nursing education. education. So call us, write us, email us, and I can tell you that every program in the state will try to put the information at your disposal.
Thank you again, Dean May. I hope we can do this again. It was a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Dean Catherine May, Dean of the UW-Madison School of Nursing, our guest today. Real pleasure to have her back, and we'll probably do this again. We'll have a lively conversation again with her. And take a look at the program. I tell you what, there are some opportunities out there for you, and it's certainly worth a look. Coming up, we're going to stay on the medical side of things and talk with you about colorectal cancer awareness with Dr. Greg Kennedy and Dr. Noel LeConte next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.